Today by Michael Masterman, chairman of W Resources. Hiya Michael, we catch up with you again. How are you doing?
Oh, great to catch up, Alex. How are you? We've had we're making great progress on the development of the La Perla project.
I was just looking at your RNS, the jig and the mill contract, including the vendor's finance award.
Yeah, so no, we've just updated the market on the award of the financed jig and mill plant. That's a very core component of the development of La Perla, and it's great to have the financial backing of All Mineral in terms of the development of that part of the plant. One of the things we're doing at W Resources is brick by brick, steel beam by steel beam, we're getting the La Perla plant up and running. And when that plant built on top of the great La Perla resource, we've got a very valuable asset and a very valuable mine to come into production.
Because we've interviewed in the past, I've met you in London, but this story, as you can see, you can follow basically the timeline of it, the investors.
Yes, yeah, no, it's huge amounts of work goes into a successful project like this. There's a sensible amount of, for a better word, market timing. It's important to come into production as the market is fundamentally strengthening. And, from where we stand, there's a global shortage of tungsten concentrate supply, and it's actually quite critical and important for the industry that we get the La Perla capacity in place over this year.
You said back in there, the 19th of January, you were going for the grants from the Spanish government. How's that going along, please?
That's going well. We'll probably update the market in about a month in terms of exactly where we are on that. But we've got very, very strong alignment between La Perla, W Resources, and the Extremadura government that will be providing the grants. They realise that La Perla is a globally world-class asset. It's in their backyard. They're looking for jobs, they're looking for export, and they're looking for all the things that come with that. And we've got very strong support from Extremadura to make La Perla happen. So we'll give a more specific update to the market in about a month on the grants, but if you can get the backing of the government to fund your project development, and that not only is very valuable in terms of the funds that come from that, but also very valuable in making sure that we have very strong Extremadura Spanish government support for what's a world-class project.
What would be the job number figures you would be looking at to employ on the ground?
We're just finalising those numbers at the moment, but I think we'll be employing directly, excluding the contractors, around about 50 to 100 employees. So, you know, there's jobs, tax revenues that flow from that. And, look, it's La Perla has been and will be one of the world's major tungsten mines. So it's important to make sure that it comes into production and comes into production in a market environment that's increasingly concentrate constrained.
It looks like the market's changing, in my opinion. It looks like it's turned for the mining companies. It could be a very interesting 2017-18.
I think so. Look, some of the forecasters such as Argus or Roskill that are, crunched the numbers globally are seeing, very tight conditions for the supply of concentrate. I mean, you've got to remember, in Trump America, there is not a single ton of tungsten that is produced in Mexico, the United States, or in Canada anymore. Tungsten is absolutely critical in all sorts of industrial uses, whether it's car manufacture, aerospace, or in the military. And, you know, a lot of tungsten mines shut down. There's a lot of supply shortages emerging globally. And we're starting to see the tungsten price move up quite strongly. So we're confident of the fundamentals of the market. We're confident that the timing of bringing La Perla into production is right. And so we're backing ourselves, but it's pleasing to see today that a very large German company such as Allmineral is backing us as well.
Yeah, and I was going to say as well, you're in Spain and Portugal. You're in Central Europe.
Oh, yeah. And look, for our European customers, and we have about three or four of them, they basically send a truck. They pay us at the mine site. And 48 hours later, the tungsten sitting in their stockyard. So it's a very good location to have supply to Europe. I think, you know, there's a lot of places in the world that tungsten might be produced, but if you've got the ability to have a world-scale, very low-cost mining operation in OECD, European countries such as Spain, a huge amount of advantages that come with that as well. So we're making sure that we're right on top of making sure we get delivery.
Thanks very much for joining us. It's been a day, and it's much appreciated taking the time out.
Okay, I've had a really, really good meeting with the executive management team in Spain, and just really pleased in terms of where we are in terms of making La Perla happened. So great to talk to Share Talk and you today, Alex. Thanks.
Thanks very much.